Okay, so it's been the Cornwall Business Awards at St Melian Hotel in East Cornwall. And giving the keynote speech, Pete Waterman, record producer, and may I say also very keen on steam trains. Now, have you had a chance to look at Cornwall steam railways whilst you've been here?
Not while I've been here. I've just arrived today and I'm going tomorrow. But I've been here before. I mean, I've been to the Bodmin and Winsford a few years ago. Problem is, Cornwall's just that bit far from me. By the time I've got to South Devon, I've time to go back to Cheshire and Crewe.
So what do you like about Cornwall, first of all?
I've been coming here since the 1940s, so must have something that keeps bringing me back. It's magic, isn't it? I mean, Cornwall is beautiful, there's no question.
Now, in your keynote speech, you were talking about how you are an entrepreneur and how that's been something that's guided you through your life. Have you seen in people here in Cornwall that you can sort of relate to?
I've seen some great ideas. The great thing about coming to this thing, I've never been to Cornwall on doing these speeches. But you see different things. I mean, you know, different companies, different ideas. And it's interesting, you know, I go all over Asia as well, talking and looking for ideas. And it's great to come to Cornwall and see so many business people.
One of the things that we've seen is a lot of people using very innovative ideas and using modern technology to get their products and services around. This is something you were doing back in the 80s, using new techniques with recording, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, very much so. But, I mean, the thing is, all that's good, but it's no good if you ain't got the product. And I mean, all these have got a product as well. So, I mean, it's like the idea of texting people during the winter when December. Great idea, because there was a product to sell, and that was the weather, don't come to school. I mean, that's the product, it's great. Simple idea, but it's somebody who says, I can make that work.
Now, you were talking about, from your perspective, through your life, how you've had certain things which you know that were weaknesses, so you've worked with other people who've got those strengths. How big a part do you think people should play with that in their businesses?
Oh, well, it's that simple, isn't it? No man's an island. I mean, anybody who thinks it's them, forget it. Your business won't last 10 minutes. I don't care who you think you are. Because, you know, even though, you know, you look at, you know, Simon Cowell, he's got an amazing organisation behind him, which he has picked. He has put all the people in there. And he has people do what he can't do. Well, he's on telly, he can't be running a company.
Okay, so let's go on to music, another of your passions. Cornwall has come up with some interesting music in the past. It's where Queen first played, and Mick Fleetwood, a Redruth boy as well. And we've got Sawmill Studios at Foy.
I've been to Sawmill, yeah. Well,
what have you recorded there?
Oh, I didn't record, but I've been there. I went to see Bananarama there. Because, one of the girls lives in Cornwall now. And I came down here to see them, and I met them at Sawmill Studios.
And have you ever sort of scouted around this area for talent?
No, I mean, we were in London and people came to us. I mean, we didn't have time. We were so busy working. Listen, we were lucky to get home at night, let alone to Cornwall. Christ, I live next door to the studio and I didn't get there till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Another great entrepreneur of Cornwall, Tim Smith. Now, he was in the record industry as well, wasn't he?
I know Tim very well indeed. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Barry Manilow, wasn't it?
Yeah, no. I mean, a good idea is a good idea. And I think the great thing about being in Cornwall is you're so far away, you can incubate an idea and really get it to work before you sort of launch it north, if you like.
And we hear a lot about incubation down here. We've got some innovation centres. How important is it for people to use innovation in their products? Because it's so easy, isn't it, to just follow the pack?
Well, I think, I've got to say, for me personally, the judges are out on innovation centres. I'm still not convinced. I think if you've got an idea, you'll make it work. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think sometimes you've got to make it work. You know, sometimes a little bit of help might detract you from your attention. You know, sometimes it's the people who say you can't do it that make you do it and make it work. So, you know, it's still a moot point to me, the innovation centres.
I've got to ask you about LEPs as well, because we're fascinated about the future of our LEP in Cornwall. It's caused much debate. Now, you're involved with an LEP in Cheshire?
Yeah, the Cheshire West, Cheshire East and Warrington LEP.
And has that gone smoothly, setting that up?
Well, ours has, because we were first in. And we also have attacked it very different from everybody else. we haven't allowed the public bodies to come onto it to do it the way we wanted. A completely different stand from the development corporations. We wanted the public body to be completely different from the private body. So we wanted to stop the talking, and we wanted to see money go to small and medium businesses and places where it can make a difference. We didn't want to talk. We didn't want planning permissions getting in the way. We want to see real, you know, real words. We want to see a make. We want to make a difference.
Do you think LEPs are going to work?
Did the IDAs work?
Well, that's the question.
Well, it didn't for me.
So, what do you see as the benefit of the LEPs above anything else?
Well, because they're local. They're local enterprises. You've got businessmen. Well, we have. We've got real businessmen. Duke of Westminster, head of Bentley, head of AstraZeneca. These are worldwide, you know, conglomerates who, given their day, their once a month up to work on the local community to make sure that businesses in Cheshire attract more businesses, but more important, don't get put off with bureaucracy. We're there to stop, you know, what we've always been told in Cheshire, and it's the same as you guys in Cornwall, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't get this, don't change that. It's a different world. We've got to do something. This country is in a terrible predicament. There is no government money. Government's not going to give us any money anymore.
Okay, so let's go back generally. If you were going to give one big piece of advice to Cornwall's economic and business future, what would that be?
Don't take no for an answer.
Thank you very much, Pete Waterman.
Pleasure.